got a new insight into the scripture that says, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? A fresh understanding. This is even deeper than what we thought it was, in terms of we die and go to hell. It is even deeper than that. In the beginning, it says that God created man. He created man in his own image. Now, the Bible tells us that God formed man from the dust of the earth. And then he blew breath into the dust that he formed. So imagine a pot and a clay, and he formed out man, as how you see man today, human beings, man, male man. So he formed out the male man, as how we see man today, and he called him Adam. No, he said that he blew his breath into man, the body that he had formed out of the earth. And the word of God tells us that man became a living soul. Now, this is the same soul that the word of God is talking about when he says, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? So, come along with me now. Because, as I said before, this is very deep. This will cause you, me, persons listening, to be mindful of how important it is that our soul is saved on that last day, and how important, how necessary it was for Jesus Christ to die, shed his blood for us, to redeem us to our Father. Now, remember, man became a living soul. So God blew his breath into this clay, this body that he had formed, this Adam that he had formed, and he became a living soul. Now, when man dies, the body returns to the earth. So the body becomes rotten. Worms form from the body. You know the process when a person dies, what become of their body, because we can physically see what happens to the body. Now, if you come back to the beginning, when he says God blew his breath into the body and man became a living soul, then you will understand when the body of the man dies, then the soul still exists. But this time around, the soul exists without a body. Remember, there is no longer a separation between the spirit, the soul, and the soul. But there's a separation from the body. So the body and the spirit separated, you know, which is the spirit and the soul become one, because the spirit God blow into the body that formed the soul. Right? So the life, you know, when a man died, the life returned to its creator. What gives the man life, which is what God blow into the man, it returns to the creator. But the soul of the man still exists. So while the body is dead, the soul lives on without a body. And therefore, that is why we need to be saved, because the Savior will cause us to get a new body in the end. The soul lives on. So some religion out there might say, yes, the soul lives on, the soul never dies. That is true. But the soul without a body will be tormented. The soul, let me say it again, the soul without a body will be tormented. So when those other religions will tell you that, oh, after the man dies, then his soul live on forever. That is true. But the part that they left out is to say that when a person dies and the soul live on forever, if that soul is not given a new body, then that soul will be tormented. So in the end, when that soul is given a new body, that new body is what God gives at the final day when he says he raised the person, raised the righteous on the last day, will raise and be given a new body. He's saying the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. We shall be given a new body, which is an heavenly body. So remember, we were given an earthly body, but we will be given a heavenly body. The righteous will be given an heavenly body. So our soul will live on, but in an heavenly body. While the soul that dies, the body that dies, and that soul that is not given a new body, will die again. Why? Because that soul will be judged, but will not be given a new body. And therefore, that soul will be tormented forever and ever. So, I look on it now when the scripture verse says, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? I look on it now in a brand new way, a different way altogether. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.